What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as we all know, the termination train makes stops all around the world. Yes, it is a global soul collecting vehicle. Now, we're going to make a stop at one of our favorite stops. That's right, good old Maskistan. Boy, you know, when Indian men decide to put the mask on, it is typically a pretty brutal affair. Like this article that was published on the 9th of June. Man beats wife with a rolling pin, then strangles her to deletion in front of her kids over cheating allegations. You see, women of the West, women of America especially, I keep saying this, the mere suspicion of infidelity in other countries will get you offline. Those men take fidelity extremely serious. You sign that contract, you better be willing to uphold it. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman named Sangeeta was brutally terminated by her husband, Sat Kumar, in front of her sons, 6 and 4. The two boys were from the woman's last marriage and lived in West Delhi's Nihal Vihar. She was hit repeatedly by a rolling pin and strangled to deletion, as police quoted by the Times of India. The police on June 1st were informed about an unconscious woman from a landlord of the first floor apartment who discovered Sangeeta's carcass due to the foul odor. After arriving at the scene, the police immediately took her to the hospital where she was declared deleted on arrival. She had visible injuries to her chest, hands, and face, and was judged to be between 25 to 30 years of age, said the police. Inspector Shish Paul told TOI that DCP outer Sachin Sharma has formed a team under the show Nihal Vihar, and the crime and forensics teams have examined the crime scene. During the investigation, police found that the woman's husband and her two sons were missing from the residence. On June 5th, the woman's parents traveled from Bihar to Delhi and identified the deceased as Sangeeta. She had married Sat Kumar on March 19th this year. Sangeeta was previously widowed and had two sons from her last marriage, the officer said. On the basis of her parents' statement and the autopsy report, she was basically confirmed deleted by strangulation. Police registered a case under Section 103, termination of the BNS, on June 6th. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, once again, the men of Maskistan, they get the job done. They don't play. And I still find it hilarious that we over here in America still refuse to hold the women, especially wives, who cheat accountable. Now, as we all know, if you've been on social media as of recent, that CEO and his the wife he was cheating with from that Coldplay concert, oh yeah, everybody's talking about them. Now, people are so sick that they're saying, oh, it's the CEO's fault. He was in a position of power, totally trying to say that the woman that he was cheating with, who was also married, she's the victim. See, as we all know, in biblical times, if you really want to go by the Bible, we all know a verse I'm going to go ahead and say. Leviticus 20:10. Yeah, that CEO's wife and that woman's husband should be allowed to stone both of those assholes to death. Yeah. See, that's how things back in the day used to be. But, yeah, we all know that it's a spectacle now. She's going to try to play victim, yada, yada, yada. But then, more than likely, that woman's husband still is going to stay with her, despite but finding out that his wife was basically banging her boss. But, as we all know, that's how crooked the divorce and family court system is. That man is totally innocent, but he's still going to be made to pay. Not the CEO. You know his wife's going to take him to the cleaners. But no, the woman, her husband, is still going to be made to pay, even though she's the one out there getting caught being messy and cheating on him. But as we all know, that will be another story for another time. But yeah, see, men over in other countries, when it comes to infidelity, yeah, guess what? They will take matters into their own hands once they confirm, or in this case, even have the strong allegation of her being unfaithful. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Went down apparently in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Strangulation, Circle William, the hands of hate, gonna give that a 50. Psychological impact, I gotta give this a 60 because unfortunately the kids had to see what happened. And for the brutality factor, he beat her with a rolling pin. Now, as you all know, some of you, especially old guys like me, there was an old cartoon named Andy Cap, and his wife was always, you know, abusing him with a rolling pin. Go look it up. He decided, you know what? I'm going to take this rolling pin and roll right over you. Then I'm going to go ahead and, you know, cut that oxygen supply permanently. So I got to give the brutality factor a 40. So Sant, the strangler, Kumar gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, once again, we need, over here in America, we need appropriate punishment for unfaithful wives. Now, I know some people would say, oh my God, you're saying that only women are unfaithful? Well, we all know that men are going to be punished for their infidelity. We know this. Divorce alone is enough of a punishment for men to say, yeah, nah, I'm not going to be out here, you know, being unfaithful. However, when it comes to women who are unfaithful, when it comes to wives who are unfaithful, we sit back and constantly make excuses for them. Oh, her husband wasn't doing something, or he was doing something. Blah, blah, blah. He pushed her into the arms of another man. No. See, this would be a perfect time to enact that law that says, yes, cheating spouses should go to jail. I would say at bare minimum, both of those spouses should be granted an automatic divorce, full custody of the children, spousal, and child support. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her husband should get it. And of course, we know that the CEO's wife is going to get it. So yeah, we already know that's going to be standard operating procedure. But yeah, those people should be publicly shamed. They should be divorced, and they should be made to pay. Period, point blank. However, like I said before, in other countries, the men over there, yeah, a lot of them will just go ahead and take matters into their own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, wives, girlfriends, any woman who's in a relationship that thinks that, oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and step out. I'm going to keep everything secret. I'm going to deceive my man. He's not going to know anything. Yeah, if there's one thing that Coldplay Kiss Cam revealed, there are cameras everywhere. This is not the old times where people could, you know, be more discreet. Yeah, there is surveillance everywhere. So you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought that your deception was going to give you, the discretion that you thought that, you know, being unfaithful was going to grant you, that's all going out. Feminism and the idea that despite you being unfaithful to your husband, the system is going to make him stay there, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men are saying, hell no. And that Coldplay Kiss Cam woke up a lot of men. Yeah, ladies, your discretion? Nah, mm-mm. We live in an era where cameras are everywhere. So yeah, keep playing the game. Some of you, I hate to say it, but actually, no, I don't hate to say it. Some of you, yeah, when your man finds out, he might decide to take matters into his own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.